Word on the street.
Okay. See, I know the trends. It's like a rapper's gonna put out a track with his name in a hook. They're like, you can't put Jesus all up in the chorus, man. That's what they're saying. I keep it simple, I just say this. Listen, man. See, we'll soon be leaving, so best to believe him and just give thanks for the breath that you're breathing. He sent his son to rescue the heathen. He's so strong, even death couldn't keep him. After 3 days, he raised up. Now, he freed us and switched the game up. So, we just gotta give the praise up. Yeah, Jesus, I'ma lift your name up, straight up. You gotta admit it's strange that a man who healed both sick and lame in return got inflicted with pain, whipped and blamed, stripped and shamed. But hold up, cause in the midst of the pain was a plan for God and man to be connected again.
My name is Andrea. I was born in Jamaica. One of my favorite scriptures is John 10:10, where Jesus says, I have come so that you may have life and have it to the full. And for me, that this is what our identity is. This is what we're made for, living life to the full. And all that entails is being in relation with our Creator, who's created me for Him, because He wants me to live life and live it to the full, to live in joy, live in hope. And it gives me so much joy when I read that reading, yeah, because it kind of grounds me to who I am, really.
God's grace is the most gracious great gift. God so loved this world that He gave His only Son, Jesus, the Holy One. Through Him we can overcome. Holding on to the faith and erasing fear, I clutch to God's word like I'm changing gear. Earth isn't my home, I'm a stranger here. So I don't care if they say I'm weird, it's all good. The righteous man's steps are ordered. See, we ain't gotta fall in the traps of falsehood. In fact, when the trials of life get awkward, treat them like wax CDs and press forward. Cause we ain't got room for letting in doubt. He paid for our sins, we ain't selling Him out. Only one that you can't get to heaven without. You know His name, we be yelling it out. Let's spell it out, come on.
Hi, I'm Bruno, I'm French, I'm 26 years old. The passage in the Bible that I really love is the passage of the rich young man, because my surname is Rich, and because it's part of my vocational story. When I heard this passage, I just thought, I don't want to become sad, and I want a happy life, so I probably have to follow Jesus and to become a priest.
The only name under heaven whereby any man can be saved. Father, I'm undone. A million and one tongues ain't gonna praise you enough for what your son done. The only one who overcame the enemy. Better than the shrinkies, words the best therapy. The same dude who prayed at Gethsemane and by his own got betrayed like John F. Kennedy. You know he came to pay the death penalty, but he wouldn't stay in a grave like Penn Cemetery. Cause the words say he resurrected on the third day, so we can get a second birthday. Now let heaven and earth say, oh praise to Jesus, He's worthy. That's right, I know it might sound quirky, but when the chorus is all Jesus, this is churchy. But that don't concern me, I'm giving praise for His grace and His mercy. Come on.
Yeah,
yeah.
His name above every name.
Above every name.
J-E-S-U-S.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Come on. Messiah. There's none higher. J-E-S-U-S.
I'm Martha, I'm 19 and I'm from London. For me, the Bible was something that was really part of my faith, but something I didn't pay much attention to till recently, when someone said that every question that I have, the answer is in the Bible for me. And I have found that out for myself very recently, and it's very, very true. One of my favourite scripture readings is "The Lord is my shepherd." A bit of a cliche, but I absolutely love it, because people always used to use it on funerals, but when you really look at the words, it's more relevant to our everyday life than for people who have died, because the Lord is our shepherd and He takes us through valleys of death, but He takes us through them. We don't sit in them, we walk straight through them. He walks by our side, and His rod and His staff are there to comfort us throughout everything that we go through. And I just, the Bible is absolutely amazing, and I would recommend everyone to try it out. And the Bible only isn't just something to just read and just to let it sit there, but you've got to take it into action and apply it to your life. And the Bible's also God's way of talking to us. It's God's promise. God speaks to us through the Bible, and God's the one person, He will never lie, and He always who is, keeps his promises, and God promises a lot in the Bible, so we should, I recommend you all check it out and try and read the Bible sometime. My rock, my strength, my savior, Jesus.
Put your hands up.